According to the Palestinian Prisoner Society, the Israeli prison services, in addition to special units of the Israeli police, raided the Shatta prison, located in the north of the occupied 1948 territories.
While the Block 7 prisoners were in the yard at Shatta prison, Israeli forces raided and searched their cells. The prisoners protested the provocative manner of the raid, and the prison service sent 70 members of its special units to suppress the prisoners. Confrontations broke out and several prisoners were injured.
The Prisoner Society concurred that Palestinian prisoners fought back against Israeli forces, some using chairs, which led to numerous injuries amongst the prisoners. Three prisoners were moved to isolation cells, and Section 7 of the prison has been closed off.
Special units of the Israeli so-called border police are used to suppress the Palestinian prisoners. The members of these units are barbaric, well-built, and trained in raiding closed areas. They practice terror against Palestinian prisoners during raids. They use nightsticks, electric tasers, and police dogs during attacks on the prisoners. They also use gas canisters and stun grenades that are supposedly prohibited from inside use.
Various Palestinian political factions, as well as Palestinian civil society organizations and the Palestinian Authority, condemned the prison raid, which was described as a barbaric act by the president of the Palestinian Prisoners Society.
It become condemned from the Palestinian people, and we are calling the international community to support us and condemn Israeli attack for the Palestinian people. The Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails, they don't get the human rights, they don't get the international law.
According to Ad-Damir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Organization, there are approximately 4,600 Palestinians in Israeli jails, including 194 children and 7 women. Due to the Israeli raid on Shatta prison, the lockdown of Section 7, and the sensitivity of the security situation in the prison, all communication with Palestinian prisoners has been cut. The exact number of injured prisoners is not yet known. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Ramallah.